with your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Just the remnants of these articles sitting here on my desk, and I just happened to glance down and I can hardly believe my eyes. And it says here, police say they fear more carnage from young criminals who may run riot without fear because the police can't chase them, a senior police officer told the Courier yesterday. Police crews are often afraid to go to work out of fear of being rammed by a stolen car. This is Queensland 2024. Can you believe it? How it's been allowed to happen. Anyway, we're taking talk back on that number, 1-300-872-911. Oh, this is Lockie Bence. Councillor Lockie Bence did up at Mareeba Shire. Hello, Lockie.
Yeah, good morning, John.
This is timely because you've got strong views on crime, haven't you?
Yeah, like many of us right around Queensland, it really doesn't even matter if we're a councillor or if we're a CEO of a company. We've all got the same story, and unfortunately we've all been affected in some way. I've no doubt there's not many Queenslanders left that haven't been affected in some way. But John, when we spoke, might have been last week or the week before, I pretty much spoke about the fact that once you reach a fatality, you know, you couldn't get much worse in a situation, and whether that's in a mining environment or working environment or basically the situation we have now, it's along the lines of we've had fatalities in this scourge of youth crime. Yes. And I didn't think it could get much worse. I'm going to have to change my point of view on that just to a point after reading what I read this morning. Mm-hmm. And when you think of the Queensland Police Service and their motto is to protect and to serve, last time I looked, and the first point of call, you know, if there's a car accident or if there's a missing person or you're in fear of your life, you firstly think of the Queensland Police Service, and yes, it's just always call the police. Yes. And if we think about those police officers, members of the Queensland Police Services, some of them are afraid to come to work. I think that's probably the worst possible situation that we could ever be in.
Yeah.
And I've, over the years, worked for different companies, and, you know, of a morning or a night shift or a day shift, you're pulling on your uniform and you're about to go to work, and probably you're thinking along the lines of what your next 6, 8, 10, 12-hour shift is about to bring, and
yes,
it's probably along the lines of how I'm going to perform my day, and I'm looking forward to working with some colleagues, or got a big project I'm going to be a part of and build for the rest of the week or whatever. Imagine pulling on a Queensland Police uniform of an afternoon and not thinking any of those thoughts at all, but thinking about what is in front of me, what am I walking into? I don't really want to go to work. And it's not because of a particular individual. You may not like a work, it's because of the job itself.
Mm.
And that fear and that anxiety has brought in, and reading the Courier Mail, has brought in some mental illness, and rightly so. These are members of our Queensland Police Force who are afraid to do their job.
Mm.
And we go back to the motto, to protect and to serve. They do it. They sign up. They go to the academy to do that. They want to be proud members of an organisation who is charged with the task of protecting the community, to serve the community. And if we've reached that level of, I don't want to go to work because of what may be in front of me, because I fear for my life, then I would suggest to the members of Parliament, the Commissioner, and those that are the head of our Queensland Police Force to think strongly, because if you are not moved by the current situation that is unfolding in front of us, if you are not moved by the fatalities that we already have, I would suggest that the fear of litigation is probably needs to be at the front of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked for some of the largest mining companies in the world, and I can tell you firsthand there's been some situations where I've seen at work and seen the repercussions of, you know, the sexual harassment or the bullying or whatever it has been.
Mm.
And these supervisors or the managers or themselves have been taken to task and been found guilty of not protecting their employees.
Wow.
And this is something that can be seriously, seriously thought of. And I wonder if the likes of Stephen Miles, if the likes of our Minister for Police and the likes of the Commissioner have got this in the back of their mind, that they are responsible for making sure that their workforce go to work safely. Now, if they know of something, and we all know it's happening, the litigation issue should surely be enough to get this action brought forward. If they are not, if their bellies are not upset by the fact of what's happening to the everyday person, then surely if we go down the legal side of things, this must be there ready for them. Because as we all know, there is inquiries that happen years later. And I've no doubt that there will be a very serious inquiry that will go into this government's lack of response, lack of duty of care. And I tell you what, some of these members of parliament, they might be sitting pretty with their hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of money thinking they're protected. Well, when they go in front of a court, if they do, they will have to swear on the Bible and they will be held accountable. And we know of ministers of governments prior to this year's now are in jail as we speak. So I'm just going to leave that thought with Stephen Miles, and I hope this transcript can go through to his office because here is your opportunity to do something before it is too late, before it becomes a litigation issue for all of them.
This has been fascinating. Lockie, absolutely fascinating. Really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Lockie Benstead, or Councillor Lockie Benstead from the Mareeba Shire Council.